AI is taking the world by storm. How should the Christian respond? Can we use it, or should we avoid it? We will talk about it.
He signed more executive orders, but his key announcement was the creation of a huge artificial intelligence project called Stargate. He called the plan the biggest project of its kind in history.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Pastor Josh Schwartz and Ken Michael. Brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries, the ministry founded by Jan Markell. In our program, Pastor Josh and Ken talk to Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Bible Church, Henderson, Nevada. The Trump administration has initiated Stargate. Is this the infancy of the beast system? In the extended version, Pastor Josh and Ken continue the conversation with Pastor Billy Crone. You won't want to miss it. You can find the extended version ad-free on our website, olivetreeviews.org, or on our YouTube and Rumble channels.
He signed more executive orders, but his key announcement was the creation of a huge artificial intelligence project called Stargate. He called the plan the biggest project of its kind in history. It will see the private sector invest $500 billion in AI infrastructure in the United States over the next 4 years. The initiative expands existing plans to build huge data centers.
We had a great first term, but we're going to have an even better second term, and I think we're going to do things that people will be shocked at.
After signing a raft of executive orders on Inauguration Day, he used his first full day in office to announce what he called the biggest AI project in history.
The golden age of America begins right now.
Welcome to Understanding the Times, the program founded by Jan Markell. I'm Ken Michael, along with my co-host, Pastor Josh Schwartz. Well, there's no doubt that AI has taken the world by storm, from our personal lives to the government to the military. And we're going to discuss everything AI with our guest today. He's been a frequent guest on our program. I've had the pleasure of conferencing with him in this country and around the world. He has a new DVD and book out called Trump and the Stargate Prophecies. We'd like to welcome back to the program from Sunrise Bible Church, Henderson, Las Vegas, Pastor Billy Crone. Billy, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Ken. Great to be back on, man. It's been a while, but boy, lots are going on, huh?
Yeah, you can say that again. So just quickly summarize what the Stargate prophecies mean and how do they relate to President Trump? We know that one of the first things he initiated was the Stargate program. Can you explain that to our audience real quick?
Yeah, Stargate comes from the, of course, a science fiction movie, but that was the term that they chose to use. And it was the very first day when Trump got in office. This is one of the things that he did. It is a $500 billion, that's a half a trillion dollar investment to boost the and speed up the process of developing AI in America. But really, if you read the fine print, Ken, it's not just America, it's around the world, because the data centers that are being built to house the AI infrastructure that he's investing a half a trillion dollars into is not just in America, it's around the world. Places like the UK, Norway, Japan, and Dubai, which are also already underway, as well as the ones here in America. In fact, their words, not mine, if you look at the interviews, they say that this project to boost AI, the Stargate project, is as big of a historical landmark as the Manhattan Project or the Apollo Project. That's their words, not mine. That's a big deal. And you know what? They're spot on when you see what is coming with this mega half a trillion dollar boost to develop AI. It is going to speed it up. It's going to go even faster around the world. My concern is this. I'm convinced, based on the scripture and Bible prophecy, that this is exactly what you need to pull off the Antichrist kingdom in the 7-year tribulation. That's why we need to be talking about this.
Yeah, and the guys that Trump's associated with actually weren't affiliated with him. In fact, many of them spoke out against President Trump and his first administration. Give our audience a clue as to who's involved in all this.
Yeah, specifically with the Stargate program, again, the boost of AI, you've got folks like Larry Ellison, which most people may not know, but Larry Ellison is the second richest person on the planet. In fact, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, he briefly eclipsed Elon Musk as the richest man, but then Elon took it back again. But that's who he is. He's a CEO of Oracle, a software development company, but he's a mega rich guy. Not to get sidetracked, he's also a transhumanist. So he's one of the ones heading up the Stargate program. Another one is Sam Altman, also a transhumanist, also into tech industry and things of that nature. And then you have another gentleman, Masayoshi's son, I believe is his name. But they're all coming from the same background. And I'm glad you brought that up, Kim, because that was one of the other things that I first noticed that caught my eye and said, wait a second, something's off here. Because right after Trump got elected, the people who basically hated his guts, the Bill Gates, the Mark Zuckerbergs, the Jeff Bezos, and all these tech people who wanted nothing to do with Trump, all of a sudden they're licking his boots. Well, I think part of it, whether Trump realized it or not, is they want to build this technocratic infrastructure that is going to literally micromanage the planet. And again, AI is needed for that. And again, why is that a concern? Because that is the society that's going to be leashed in the 7-year tribulation.
You're absolutely right. And I think it's very important to put all these pieces together, Billy, because it is the Lord that is allowing all of them to orchestrate in his timing, according to his will,
right,
to unveil truly what is going to be taking place in the last days, specifically the tribulation period. So can you walk us through that, specifically, say, the beast system, the Antichrist system in Revelation chapter 13, and how all of this relates together?
Revelation 13, to me, shows you why we need to be talking about AI. Because when you look at the events of Revelation 13 with the false prophet, the Antichrist, it says there clearly that they're going to micromanage the planet. They're going to give an order to worship the beast. And if you don't do what they say, they're going to kill you. It says that they're also going to control all the buying and selling on the whole planet. And they're going to micromanage all that financial structure and stuff. And again, this is on a global basis. And so stop and think about that and break that down. How are you going to be able to give out an order for the whole planet to obey? And then how are you going to know where people are at, and then whether or not they respond to the order and how they respond to the order? And if they respond negatively, i.e. say no, you got to know that they said no, and then you got to know their exact location in order to take them out. Well, that's what's called an implied Big Brother scenario. And then go back to the buying and selling. They're literally going to control every financial transaction on the whole planet, every purchase, and not just the buying, but even the selling. Everything has to be controlled on the whole planet. Now, stop and think about this. Big Brother controlling the finances on a global basis, micromanaging all that together. We've had the satellite technology. We had the communication technologies. We've had the computer technology. We've had the Big Brother CCT camera system. We've had basically the push for many, many years for a cashless society, people getting used to having all of their transactions monitored, recorded, and we're all used to that. But there was one thing that was lacking. You can't hire enough people to run the back end of a global system, right? It's just not feasible. What are you going to do? Hire 1 million people to stare at screens to monitor their transactions and monitor their homes and their conversations to whether or not they obey an order that gives out? It's just not feasible. The only way to pull that scenario off, Revelation 13, is you need something superhuman, and that's where AI comes in. And that's not just a theory of mine. All those industries I just talked about, AI is being pushed right now as we speak to control the Big Brother society and all the cameras, all the microphones, all the internet usage, all the searches, all the computers. AI is also being pushed to monitor all transactions around the world, all banks. Most people don't realize this. AI runs the stock market and all these things. There's not people sitting behind plugging in things and all that stuff. It's already being implemented. But the concern back to the Trump and the Stargate program aspect is it just got a $500 billion boost to develop it that much faster.
So, Billy, we've talked about this a little bit, and all throughout this second presidency of Donald Trump, we see that it's kind of a double-edged sword. We have the opportunity of freedom to share the gospel, to go forth, and to speak the truth without a limiter. But President Trump is also a polarizing person. So how are Christians polarized on all things Donald Trump?
It's just a weird time, I tell you what. And really, it's sad looking at the response of the church. The lack of consistency is alarming to me. Number one, the previous administration, the Biden years, which I'm sure we all celebrated and got a t-shirt, I survived the Biden years. But during that time, he was doing all kinds of horrible things, unbiblical things, things that were lining up Bible prophecy. And as a Christian community, man, we had no problem calling it out. Well, then Trump gets in the second time, and I'm not saying he's doing this on purpose. I'm not saying he's the Antichrist. I don't believe he is. I'm not saying he's working for the Antichrist. I'm not saying he gets up every day and goes, yep, I'm doing this on purpose to fulfill Bible prophecy. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there are things going on, decisions being made. This is just one of them with the AI Stargate program that has everything to do with Bible prophecy. But here's my point. Have fun having a conversation about that. Because you say, hey, I'm glad that the interest rates have gone down and I'm really glad that our border is secure. Well, you got this one element of the Christian community says, that's it. You drunk the Kool-Aid. You voted for the Antichrist. No, I'm just saying I'm glad that the economy's turned around. Why can't we have a discussion?
Right.
So that's polarizing side number one. Number two, then I go, hey, yeah, I'm glad about the interest rates coming down, the border we're getting secure. But hey, can we talk about this AI decision from Trump? Because man, this is Revelation 13 on steroids. We got, oh, and they said, don't you interrupt me with the facts. I'm on a 4-year vacation. And what are you, some sort of anti-American communist? It's like, no, I'm a Christian. And I'm just trying to be what we're supposed to be as Christians, a truth teller. And I told the truth during the Biden years that has everything to do with the Bible and called him out when he was doing these things. So why can't we do it in this administration? Is it illegal now? And I really think what it is it's almost like a psychological setup. Granted, the last 4 years with Biden and the pandemic and all that stuff, hey, I get it. You're emotionally exhausted, spiritually exhausted. That was a crazy whacked out time. But it's almost like people want to get back to that so-called normalcy. Yes. That they don't want to hear anything anymore. They want to hear that the current administration is also doing things related to Bible prophecy. They literally want to take an emotional, spiritual break. Don't confuse me with the facts. I just want to take time off for 4 years. Hello, there is no time off. And you should never take time off as a Christian in your walk with Jesus Christ. And certainly when it comes to fulfilling the mandate of 2 Thessalonians 2, that we are to be the restraining influence. You can't restrain against the Antichrist system when you're keeping your mouth shut or your head in the sand or you're acting like nothing's going on. You're being disobedient to God.
You're absolutely right, Billy. Let's stay on Revelation 13 and how this correlates with what's coming. Revelation 13, 15, we know that the Antichrist is an actual person, but I want you to tell our audience, how is AI going to fulfill this, where it says he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Explain to our audience how that's going to be fulfilled through AI.
A lot of it is, for many years, we've had not just holograms, we've had 3D holograms. Of course, I'm from Vegas, right? Vegas is all about entertainment, pushing the envelope on new technologies, new ways to entertain people. And so for many years, one of the latest crazes is they use 3D hologram technology and they beam it in on stage, and specifically people who were once alive, but now dead. People like Michael Jackson or Elvis or things of that nature. And they are completely lifelike. And that technology has been around for a while. But the difference now is that was like a recorded hologram. AI is not only helping to develop the lifelike 3D hologram technology, but it's being inserted into the technology so that you can make that hologram anything, anybody, any color, any race, any size, any age you want. And watch this, the image speaks back in real time, totally unscripted. And Ken, you and I had the privilege of speaking in Auckland, and it was in Auckland University. I came across a video of a gentleman who's developing this AI image technology. And we share the video on the study. It's called the AI baby. And he basically created an image of a toddler, probably like a 3-year-old. It was the craziest thing I ever saw. It not only looked so lifelike, and it was in the computer, but it was non-scripted conversation. The guy said, who was interviewing, he says, hold this book up and ask AI baby what this is. So he holds the book up and it's a picture of an apple. He didn't say a word. He just held the picture up to the computer screen, to the image. And the AI baby spoke back and said, apple. And then he flipped the page a couple more and he came across a dog, a little puppy. And then he held up, he says, hey, baby, watch this. It goes, puppy. This is completely unscripted. It recognized what it was looking at and responded in real time. That's exactly Revelation 13. It says this image is going to be broadcast. There's going to be a global worship of the image of the Antichrist. And that image could what? Speak back and then give an order, cause all who don't worship it to die. That yeah. Technology is here, and AI is right in the thick of it.
Billy, I want you to listen to a clip, because Revelation 13 also talks about buying and selling.
When Elias Brotberger goes to work, he doesn't need ID, and he doesn't need money. In fact, much of what he needs to get through the day is hidden right there, just below the surface, in his hand. Embedded in his hand is a microchip that serves as his keys, his ID, and his wallet.
Yeah, it's all in the chip, so I use it like to get around the building. buy snacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Popular TV shows like Black Mirror have imagined chips as part of a dystopian future. In Sweden, the microchips are already here.
The microchip implants use the same technology that's in contactless credit cards,
which have made cash pretty much obsolete in Sweden.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains? I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, I can, and we measure your brain waves, and I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers.
You're listening to Understanding the Times, the program founded by Jan Markell. Today, we are featuring our guest, Billy Crone. Pastor Billy has a new DVD set. You can pick that up at our website, olivetreeviews.org. It's Trump and the Stargate Prophecies. We'd love for you to check it out. Now, Pastor Billy, what we have talked about in the first half of this program is all the Stargate programs and how this is all going to come together and feed the beast system. But now, as we've transitioned, you've heard in that clip about people having no wallet to purchase, no keys to get into their buildings for work. How is this AI and Stargate program going to affect every other thing in our life?
Notice how in that clip, there were two places that people were getting those chips. It just happened to be the hand and the forehead. Does that sound familiar? Hello, you know, it's Revelation 13. Right. So that's not by chance. You know where this is headed. And again, what it is those particular chips, marking devices, they function for three things. Number one, it's a data storage. Number two, it's a GPS tracking device. And number three, and this is all in the same chip, it can be used to make financial transactions. And this is the big overarching plan, not only that we see in Revelation 13 predicted 2,000 years ago, but these guys are taking it even deeper. They want to tie in every person on the planet with a universal ID. They want to tie that into a cashless society biometrically, and the biometrics happen to be the hand or to the head. This is the B system, and here's the point. Now, break that down. This is where AI comes in and has to come in. So imagine everybody on the planet having a universal ID. Well, how are you going to monitor that? This is every person on the planet. It's a global ID system. You can't hire enough people for that. AI. AI can manage that system. So everybody's now got these microchips, and they're all being tracked. Well, how are you going to track people in real time? You can't hire enough people for that. AI can do it, and it is doing it. Okay, so then they're going to be granted access to inside of buildings in real time. And this is everybody all at the same time across the planet. You can't hire enough people for that, but AI can do it. It's superhuman. Then again, you see about making financial transactions, whether they get to purchase that or not. This is everybody on the planet in real time on a global basis. You can't hire enough people for that, but AI can do it. Now, let's go to the freaky video that you shared there with Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum. By the way, he's talking to Sergey Brin there, co-founder of Google. And he doesn't even ask for permission. He says, we're all going to get these brain chips. Did you get to vote on that? But this is their plan. And he says, it's going to what? You get that brain chip and they're going to be able to know in real time how you liked what they were talking about, how you respond. They're going to know your thoughts. Now, this is wild. So go back to Revelation 13. Is that another layer of what we see in that text? How is the Antichrist and the false prophet going to know whether or not people obey? Well, you take one of these chips from the World Economic Forum and their plan, they admit they're going to know. And so all of this is coming into play all at the perfect time because we're getting that close to the 7-year tribulation.
And I think it's really interesting. There's been a huge push to have literally everything in your home, in your car, in your pocket connected to the internet. It's that whole idea of the Internet of Things. So how does the Internet of Things and AI work together to build this whole big brother system?
And that's just it. That's what's called the implied big brother system, Revelation 13. I'll even add a little bit of this of Matthew 24, when Jesus speaks about the people in the 7-year tribulation at the midway point, the abomination of desolation, he says, your only option is to flee to the mountains. He specifically says, do not go back to your house to get anything. And you're like, well, why wouldn't you go back to your house in a time of crisis? That's your safe haven. Not when it's turned into a big brother paradise. That's the last place you'd want to go. And that's what has also been happening is we've been tricked into bringing this technology into our homes with the smart homes, the smart cameras, the smart security, the smart thermostats, smart TVs, smart listening devices like Alexa and all these things. Those things are recording and watching you in real time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We expose all this. But again, here's the point. Now imagine all these big brother devices that are in homes all over the world. How do you tie all that together? Again, you can't hire enough people. That's not feasible. AI. AI can monitor every camera on the whole planet, every microphone on the whole planet, every listening device on the whole planet in real time, piece of cake, no trouble whatsoever. And guys, that's not just a theory of mine. We demonstrate in the study that's what they're using AI to do right now. In fact, to the point where they're building databases on people of all this information that we're giving to them, whether we realize it or not. And it's leading to a very concerning term, and this is their term, not mine, predictive policing. This is exactly like the Minority Report movie from Tom Cruise. Shocker, go watch it and see what's coming. And because we're being monitored like rats in the cage, every one of us, they're putting in a profile, and this is on video. They say we will be able to predict with AI monitoring everybody on the whole planet for your safety. We will be able to predict bad behavior before it ever happens and arrest those, quote, bad people.
Now, Pastor Billy, this is heavy. There is a lot that we've dealt with. There's a lot that is over the top of us, literally and figuratively. So how should a follower of Jesus respond to these things? How should a follower of Jesus act in such days as this?
This might sound weird, but according to the Bible, we should be getting excited, right? Well, put it in its context. The biblical context is we're talking about the seven-year tribulation society, right?
Amen.
Revelation 13. Well, guess what? We're the church. We're not going to be here. We get to leave prior to that. So when we see the development of the infrastructure that's needed for the first time in man's history to pull off a Revelation 13 seven-year tribulation, that just means our departure has got to be getting close. So get excited. This is good news. And then you not only just sit on that excitement, you get busy sharing the gospel, trying to save as many as you can, because people still have an opportunity right now to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior so they can escape this horrible time that Jesus said is going to be the worst time in the history of mankind. That's how we should respond.
So folks, make sure you check out the extended version of this program, which will follow this. You can catch it on our website, olivetreeviews.org, our social media sites, Apple, Spotify, One Place. And we're going to continue this conversation with Pastor Billy. So Pastor Billy, we're seeing Bible prophecy come to life. If you're reading the book of Daniel, if you're reading the revelation of Jesus Christ, that's how we determine what's happening as far as it relates to Bible prophecy. So as we close out here, explain how all of these systems are coming together, because they have to be set up and then implemented. How far along are we in the setup that we see for the beast system, which is mentioned in the book of Daniel and the revelation of Jesus Christ?
I just really think that now with the development of AI, I don't see, according to what I see in scripture dealing with the seven-year tribulation, all the events going on there, I don't think we need another piece of technology to come along in order for it to happen. You could have said 50 years ago, there's no way it's going to happen because there's no way for Revelation 11 to take place. People watching the two witnesses die on the streets of Jerusalem, and hey, that's satellite technology. That's old hat. That can happen. And again, even before that, you could say, well, there's no reason why there's going to be a seven-year tribulation anytime soon because the Jewish people are part of the seven-year tribulation. They're nowhere in existence. Well, they're back in the land. That's 1948. But again, I'm telling you, this is the importance of AI. You cannot have Revelation 13, a global big brother system, and a global micromanaging the planet, including every single financial transaction and attempt at buying and selling until the development of AI. It's here now. And it's not just here. It's being implemented as this broadcast happens all over the planet. And it just got the biggest steroid push with the Stargate program, $500 billion investment. And so again, these are all things that are needed for the seven-year tribulation. They're here now, they're not coming. And I don't see anything else that we need. The rapture is imminent. And so we need to finish strong as the bride of Christ. We need to get excited, right? Jesus Christ is coming back and we're not gonna be in that time frame, but we need to love people enough to tell them the truth, and specifically the truth, how they can be saved and escape what is to come through Jesus.
Amen. Pastor Billy Crone, his new video series, Trump and the Stargate Prophecies. You can get that on our online store at olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. Pastor Billy, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, then go to our teaching website, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com, and that'll take you where you need to go.
Pastor Billy, thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Contact us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763 763- 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. Make sure you visit our web store at olivetreeviews.org to purchase Pastor Billy's new DVD set, Trump and the Stargate Prophecies. Tune in to the extended version of this week's program on our website, ad-free, at olivetreeviews.org, or on our YouTube and Rumble channels. The Bible is God's Word to us and a roadmap for the future. Read and study it because everything is falling into place.